The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey there, classmates. Tune in to Middle Class Film Class every Monday and Wednesday for weekly movie news, streaming picks, and one deep dive review.
The Batman trailer. There was a teaser. There was a trailer. Trailer 1, trailer 2, final trailer. I don't know if it's the same one. How many trailers do we need?
Exactly.
Leave an email or a voicemail to join in the discussion.
Bullshit artist!
Yeah, buddy.
All right. You're going full Danzig.
Right, I am. My trans gear
has no power over me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 380. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. And boy, there's a long story to this episode. actually, this episode's been recorded three times. I'll go ahead and just bear it all here real quick and explain it. Last week, Justin from the Three Geeks podcast came over to my home to help me with some video editing work. And so we decided to record an episode. And, you know, Justin, with his nom de plume and his Italian background, much like myself, we enjoy some mob movies. And so we decided we'd give our top five mob movies or gangster films. And so we were looking at these various movies. And the first time we recorded it, we got halfway through and the mic went out. So we recorded a second time. And so last Thursday, I was getting ready to post the episode. And I wanted to make a few tweaks to the audio. And the damn file was corrupted. Couldn't get the thing to open. So that's why there was a encore episode last weekend featuring the very first time that I ever met Steve Steiner and talked to him. And so we did a third time, and it finally, everything went well. Everything went great. So I'm very happy to bring you this very fun episode. And I will throw it out there that Justin and I play a little loose with the genre. You know, we say mob movies or gangster movies, but there might be a few in there that, you know, they're, I guess, better said that they're organized crime movies. Because I think that when you talk to a moviegoer or movie fan, you say mob movies, there's a certain, you know, well, it's got to be with the Italian mob or it's got to be with the Irish mob. And, you know, we kind of played a little loose with the genre. We'll just say that. So, but with that, before we get into that fun conversation between Justin and I want to mention that this Saturday night, May 13th, yours truly is going to be back at the commentary station for OWA, Ohio Wrestling Alliance, as they have their big event in Carroll, Ohio. Dare I say it's their debut in Carroll, Ohio. It's going to be at the Outer Belt Brewing Company. I believe the show kicks off at 7 o'clock, doors at 6, I believe. Look, the OWA Heavyweight Championship is on the line. The main event's going to see the man that's held that title for a very long time, AC Mack, the loudmouth extraordinaire, take on O'Shea Edwards, also known as the Big Bad Kaiju. And, you know, I did speak to O'Shea just a couple days ago, and he told me, John, I'm ready. I'm more ready than I've ever been to go to Carroll, Ohio, and to walk out as the new OWA champion. That remains to be seen if O'Shea can do it, but it's going to be a heck of a collision. And there's a ton of other great matches. You definitely want to come on out if you can. And if you need more information, simply go over to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Ohio Wrestling A1 is the tag, and you can get all the details such as tickets, how to get there, etc., etc. It's going to be a hell of a show. You definitely need to be there. All right, and I also want to thank, of course, my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. You hear me talk about it all the time. As a matter of fact, on one of those renditions of this episode, Justin chimed in and talked about how much he loved his experience being a customer of World's Greatest Comics. And so, look, there you go. You got the proof, even though you say, well, John, how do we know that's true? Because, you know, the file got corrupted. I know, but trust me, I wouldn't lie to you, and Justin wouldn't lie to you. He was a customer for many, many years, loved the experience, and they have everything you need as a comic book fan. They have single issues, graphic novels, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, toys, collectibles, posters, everything you want, they got. So stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is a website, and they're pretty darn active on the Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear Justin and I partake in a little mob movie mania. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's John and Justin here. And Justin, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think I owe it to my listeners to be a little bit honest and open about this episode. So last week, Justin was nice enough to come over to my house and to help me learn a little bit more about YouTube Shorts, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so while we wrap that up, I thought, hey, why don't we just record a little episode? Because, you know, we could talk about some things. And we decided to talk about favorite mafia movies or gangster movies. Mm-hmm. And everything was going swell until about midway through when the mic started not working correctly, your microphone. And yeah, so that was problem number one. So we had to try it again. And so this time it worked. And then that was on a Tuesday. So on Thursday, when I'm ready to drop an episode, I decide, well, I'll just clean it up a little bit. And the file wouldn't open. Mm-hmm. The file kept saying it was corrupt. And I worked and worked at it, Justin, and I couldn't figure the damn thing out, man.
I mean, what's more fitting, having a corrupt file on a mob-related topic?
Well done, sir. Yes. Yeah,
I mean, if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen on a random, like, what's your favorite 80s sitcom? It's going to be the mob stuff.
Mob stuff, or if we talked politics, that would also.
That's true. That's true.
So we're trying it again for, well, technically the third time.
Third time, yeah. Yeah.
Third time's a charm, they say.
I don't believe them.
Well.
I mean, maybe. No. Maybe. We'll find out. Your listeners will find out. Please comment if this is a good episode. Because you'll never have heard the other two. So you have to take our word for it that it's better than those two.
That's the thing that made me the maddest. I was like, God damn it, that was a great episode. And yeah, I can't open this damn file. That's the thing that was really pissing me off.
Yeah. We both said some very fun. Imagine the funniest thing John has ever said in a podcast. Think that it happened in that podcast that you're never going to hear.
I thought my joke about having to hurry up so I could attend the local bocce ball tournament, I thought that was pretty funny.
Better. But I'd rather leave the illusion that you said something so dynamic that they're like, I wish I was there. Looking at John's random VHS collection next to hit the movies he doesn't enjoy. He has a whole row of things he doesn't like. But hey, I mean, it's certainly a thing.
Okay, well, we'll dive into that.
He's gonna cut that out.
I'm leaving that in because I think we should. One of the things that I mentioned is I mentioned a couple movies that I did not enjoy, but I happen to have one of the copies of the movie I don't enjoy. Justin wanted to know, then why the hell do you have it if you don't like it? And I had to explain that it was a freebie. And I can't say no to
John has a lot of freebies in his house, and he doesn't like most of them. He just keeps things he doesn't like, and he just stares at them.
Well, because I'm not going to take them to half-price books where they're going to give me 70 cents for, you know.
Did you not get them for free?
I did.
You could literally give them to someone that would enjoy them, John, instead of you walking by your living room every day and be like, man, I hated that movie. You could go to some random person at a bus stop and be like, hey, you like Westerns?
You know what would happen? I would pick the guy that would get mad and throw it back at me. Like, you know, I mean, like the
guy still can't more value than you not liking the movie and having it showcased in your living room. Sorry, folks. This is like three conversations deep in terms of me making fun of John for these movies. And I really have honed the craft now.
But you do have to give me credit that the VHS collection is impressive.
Yeah, sure. I enjoy 8-tracks too. And
Oh, come on. Now, first of all, I'm going to invoke the name of a friend of the show, Peta Beta, from the middle class film class. He appreciates a good VHS collection. He and I have talked on Twitter. We've tweeted at each other our VHS collections. And so he can respect it.
I'm so thankful you have someone in your corner that is happy that you have VHS movies. But I enjoy my medium where I don't have to manually rewind it if I don't have a machine to do it for me.
Well, that's because you don't have an automatic tape recorder or rewinder, I mean?
I did in 1998, John, where that medium died. Okay. I'm just kidding. It's great. I'm so glad you have. Listen, you can really rub my face in it when the apocalypse happens and you're going to be sitting pretty with your VHS, because most of my stuff is digital and that's probably going to go away. So kudos to you, really. I mean,
oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're kind of Prepper Orlando, right?
No, I'm not creating an environment where tilapia is plentiful in my backyard, nor am I stocking up on ammunition, peanut butter, or any other dry goods to put in my bunker.
This feels very on the nose, John. I feel like you've done some research. Also, every winter you have a suspiciously large ice skating rink that could double as a tilapia farm in your backyard.
Did I ever tell you, right around the end of March, I walked past the back door and I'm like, I did not just see that. I literally took two steps back. There were two ducks bathing in the rink, like in the water of the rink before I took it down. They were like having
ducks will do.
They were having a grand old time out there. And I'm like,
they're polluting your tilapia farm, though. Well, unfortunate.
Dude, did you ever watch that show on Nat Geo, Doomsday Preppers?
I have watched so many random. They very much intrigue me. They've devoted all their time and resources to figuring out a thing, whatever the thing they think is going to destroy the world is going to be it.
But that's the thing I find fascinating, because for an example, you might say, well, you know what? I'm doomsday prepping for when the power grid goes out. What if it's not the power grid? You've created everything around this concept that is the power grid. What if it's zombies? Then what?
I guess he joins the horde just like me without a VHS tape player, you know?
You don't know. Maybe. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I feel like there's probably the bare minimum that all preppers kind of have, a storage of food, water, maybe renewable resources in a way of food and water, right? But so, I mean, they're probably better off than, you know, say me or someone that doesn't have a tilapia farm in their backyard, you know?
You know what? You have a very nice backyard. Maybe we could put a tilapia farm back there.
We could. John, you know, you make a very valid point.
But I think Apollo would object to that, huh?
Dude, Apollo's a golden retriever. He would love water, and he would love attacking fish. So the tilapia would be in more danger than just a random human consumption, because that golden retriever will get you if you're not paying attention. And I've not been told that the awareness of tilapia, I imagine it's not good.
I would say that they are probably dumb fish. I don't know that. Don't quote me on that. But
hot take Orlando, tilapia are dumb.
I hope that's on the cover on the front page of the Columbus Dispatch tomorrow. Tilapia are dumb.
read all about it. Tilapia, stupid.
Hear ye, hear ye. The town criers out
the
there.
The PVD cast says something bling, dynamic.
Bling, bling, bling.
Tilapia are dumb.
I'm going to get hate emails from people that love tilapia. From people that love tilapia.
What is like one company out in Michigan? Like what? Who's Big Tilapia? Old Junior in the backwoods? Like, okay, let's get the hate.
Big Tilapia. I like how you make it sound like it's a menacing corporation.
Old Lop. Yeah, the old Big Lop's out there to get us, you know?
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's jump into what we were going to talk about here. Aside from doomsday prepping tilapia and all the
I feel like there's a whole separate podcast we could definitely talk about prepping.
We should. That would be interesting.
Let John know if you're interested in us talking about prepping, because I'll come back on and nerd out about it.
Okay, you got it. Well, we're going to talk about top five favorite mobster or gangster films.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I think there's a little bit of kind of a gray area, if you will, with some of these films, because some of
we lose the goosey in it a lot.
We did because we're not talking just the standard Costa Nostra type of, you know, Italian mob type of movies. We're encompassing all different types of, if it's organized crime,
yeah,
then we're going to take it into consideration.
Some of it's disorganized too, but
you never hear that, do you? Salvatore Giuliani. He's involved in the disorganized crime. What?
Yeah, he stole VHS players. No one uses VHSs anymore. Disorganized crime strikes again.
Hey, Vito, where did these VHS players come from? Ah, they fell off the back of a truck.
And now we're doing the Fast and the Furious, the first movie. We're nailing it. Because they stole Blu-ray players? Was it DVD players?
It was Blu-ray players.
Yeah. It's all about family. And we're talking about family. La Cosa Nostra.
So give us a little bit of slack, if you will, because again, like for an example, New Jack City is maybe not your stereotypical mob movie, but it is an organized crime tale. So I would accept New Jack City as a mob film or gangster film, just personally. Okay. Some people may not agree with that, but here we go. You're going to listen to these anyways if you're listening. So
and you're stuck. You're always going to be listening to this podcast.
You're stuck with this unless you turn off the episode 12 minutes in.
But anyway. Yeah, let's just rewind your VHS player.
Anyways, so do you want to go first, Justin? Go ahead.
Sure. My number five, American Gangster. I loved that movie. And going back to what John said, maybe not like on the nose mafia, but it's certainly organized crime. Denzel Washington's, and he does great. I love Denzel Washington. He is so intimidating. There's a scene where someone owes him money and just he's out in public, so he thinks he's safe. And boy, is he not safe, because he gets shot right in the face. And like that was the most dynamic scene that I've seen in mafia or organized crime film in a long time.
Plus, too, I have to say with American Gangster, I thought it was kind of a clever plan how they were getting the drugs into the United States. I thought that was a pretty clever idea. Yeah. I don't know if that's based in reality or not, but that was pretty slick.
Yeah, totally agree.
Well, my number five is Casino.
Solid.
It's a little bit long. I do give it that that's maybe a negative. It's a little bit long, but I think it's got solid performances from everybody. I mean, from Sharon Stone to De Niro to Joe Pesci to even James Spader being in it. Very well done. In fact, I got to say, I think this is probably personally my favorite Sharon Stone role, because she is so good at being such an unlikable
person.
Yes. I mean, she's unlikable. She's conniving. She's manipulative. She's a train wreck later on in the end of the film. Yeah. Overall, I really dig Casino.
Hopefully folks go check out the Casino. It's been forever since I watched, but I know I liked it a lot when I did see it.
I really dug it. So, All right. How about number four?
Number four, The Departed. Man, this took, I think, we talked about this maybe before, but like three solid watches for me to actually enjoy this movie. Like, but once they clicked, I was like, man, this is so good. But what happens with Leonardo and like following and then Matt Damon, the whole deal, I don't know, the end of that movie really kind of bummed me out. So it took a minute for me to kind of come around to it. But Marky Mark kind of rounded it out real nicely for me.
I'll tell you right now, the ball busting at the beginning and throughout the movie is grade A, man. I mean, that was some primo stuff. Likewise, I agree with you on The Departed. It took me a couple of viewings to really like it because I didn't like it. The first, I went to the theater and saw it, and I'm like, I don't like this. This isn't great. This is, and it took a while. And it's probably, there's only two other films I could think of that. Training Day was the same way. Mm-hmm. I saw it. I believe at a friend's house. I did not like it. It took several viewings for me to like it. And then No Country for Old Men, another one that I hated it in the theater. I hated it. And then I've watched it a few times afterwards. And I don't know. I just get it, I guess. It clicks with me.
Yes. No Country for Old Men. I could go on a tangent for that movie for forever. Because like I liked it, to your point, after I watched it two or three times because I hated Anton so much in that first viewing that it ruined the whole movie. Because I wanted some type of repercussion to come to that character, and it really nothing happens. So I get he gets in a car accident at the end and like blah blah blah. But his indifference to killing was so chilling to me that was the scariest movie. Let alone like he's scarier to me than like. Pick your horror person, pick like Freddy Krueger or whatever. Like there's people out there that will kill and have no like meh. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like no conscience to it. No thought, just like, hey, I guess you're dead. You know what I mean? Like the indifference shown was to human life or life in general was scary to me for that movie.
Yeah. Very good performance by Bardem in that. But by the way, real quickly, it is the anniversary of Friday the 13th. I guess the original one was released today, May 9th in what, 1979 or 1980. I don't remember, but it's the anniversary.
It's wild that they didn't pick a 13.
It is. You would have thought the marketing gurus would have been like, yeah, we got to release it on the 13th, but I guess not. Yeah. Well. I'm going to go with my number four, and it's one that I'm sure not many people have probably seen, but I highly recommend it. The Friends of Eddie Coyle. It's a movie starring Robert Mitchum and Peter Boyle, who, while watching this film maybe 4 or 5 years ago for the first time, I really never realized that Peter Boyle is actually a really good actor. No, I mean, like, I'm used to him in his comedic, roles. And so for him to be able to play such a rough and tumble gangster, I really was blown away by it. It's a great tale. Eddie Coyle is a gun runner for the Irish mob in Boston. There's a deal that goes bad, and then he's kind of on the run from some of his associates. And it's really good. Mitchum does a great job. He does a great job in his role. So it's from 1973. I don't know if it's – I'll look and see if it's streaming anywhere. That's a good question. I don't
– You probably can find the VHS of it somewhere.
I actually have it on DVD, to be honest with you.
Look at you. Man.
Yeah. Let's see where it's streaming. Oh, wow. It's streaming everywhere. YouTube, Sling TV, Roku channel has it. Google Play Movies, Paramount Plus has it, Hulu. Is it Fubo TV?
I've never used it, so I don't know.
Okay, Apple
TV. I prefer Fubo because it sounds fun.
It sounds like the old hip hop garb from the
exactly right. Yeah.
So there you go, folks. If you want to check out a cool mob flick, I highly recommend The Friends of Eddie Coyle.
Nice. My next film is Goodfellas. And I believe this was based on a true story of Henry Hill and his, progression towards being in some type of witness protection. But this movie was wild to me. I love it. It's so good. Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci. Like, And as a tangent, Joe Pesci, I'm not sure I've seen a mafia movie that I didn't like if he was in it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I think most of the time he's with Martin Scorsese, so it's probably like you're gonna like it. It's Martin Scorsese, but no, I love this movie. Goodfellas is great. There's a scene where Ray Liotta's wife is like almost talked into like a dark alley, and she thankfully like avoids it and doesn't get murdered. But that was a very stressful scene for me, and I think it was very well done. And I love Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is number two on my list, and I agree with you. It's got great performances. It's one of those flicks that if it's on, I'll leave it on, you know, just to watch whatever I can watch. If I'm like doing laundry or doing something else, I'll leave it on because it's that good. Performances are fantastic. And overall, it's a great tale. And, you know, and you also kind of just have to kind of scuffle at, you know, all Hill had to do was just not mess with the drugs, man. And he would have had it made.
Yeah.
He just had to stay. Don't be doing the cocaine. Don't be selling the cocaine.
Keep your nose clean, literally.
Literally. Well, he bought a dishwasher for Debbie Mazur's character, you know.
That's right.
She didn't use it. So I was like, what? But no, I liked it. I thought it was it's very good. It's a favorite of mine, obviously. So
go watch it. Go rent it on VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, wherever you can find it. Scarface. Oh, no, you're up.
I'm up.
I was jumping you. Sorry.
That's
y'all.
Okay.
You know the next one.
The next one that I have is called Across 110th Street. It's from 1972. It stars Yaphet Kotto and Anthony Quinn. And it's about two African-American guys who knock over a stash house for the mob. And rumor starts to spread right away that the mob wants their money back. And they'll cause a gang war. They don't care. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Quinn's the aging, antiquated cop who, you know, he knows the streets, but the police higher up send Yaphet Kotto because he's kind of the flashy young African-American cop. And so there's this kind of like storyline about Anthony Quinn having to deal with Yaphet Kotto's character. Like they don't get along, obviously, because Quinn's character thinks, well, you're taking my place. Kotto's there just to do his job. And in the meantime, they have to kind of stop this powder keg that's about to blow up in Harlem. And it's very, very well done. I highly recommend it. It's, let's see, it's streaming places, isn't it? Yep. Pluto TV, it's streaming. YouTube with a subscription. Roku channel. So I highly recommend that one as well to check it out. Again, a little more obscure. But I liked it because I like Yaphet Kotto. I think he's a pretty awesome badass. So
Makes sense. Cool. Yeah, please check it out. I'll have to check it out myself. I've not seen it.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Justin for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, posters. They got it all. So you need to stop by the store if you're in Central Ohio. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can follow them online. They have a great website, wgcomics.com, and they're very active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics.
Scarface is my next movie up. And in the same vein, not mafia, I guess, but organized crime for sure. Al Pacino, I think does a great job as Tony Montana, as a super unlikable main character. Like, this is one of the first movies I've seen where, like, watching him dunk his head in cocaine and get shot didn't really hurt my feelings too much. But like, you follow his journey through life after, what was it? I think he was a Cuban guy coming over from Cuba.
Yes.
And kind of is working his way through the organized crime in the United States. I guess Miami more pertinently, but no, I love Scarface.
I am not a fan of Scarface.
I know.
I'm not. You know, one of the big reasons why I don't like it is Al Pacino. I hate. No. I mean, he's a small part of it. He does chew up the scenery quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the score. I hate the weird like Giorgio Moroder. made that score.
I have it on loop, please. I want to make that my phone ring ringtone. Just John reenacting the Scarface score for just on a loop, please.
No, but you gotta admit it doesn't match up, and it's weird as shit.
Sure, sure.
And I just it takes me out of the movie every time. It's not a favorite of mine. I just don't think it's a very solid film. From my humble opinion.
Sure. That's so humble. Yeah.
And no, I do not own a copy of that movie on Blu-ray, DVD, or VHS. So
what are we doing here, John?
Well, I'll tell people what the other one is. The one that you kind of bust my balls about is I have a copy of The King of New York. Uh-huh. And The King of New York is a Abe Ferrara film. Abel Ferrara film. He is the man behind The Bad Lieutenant. Also a terrible film. Anywho.
That's with
Harvey Keitel.
Oh, yeah. Because who am I thinking of? I'm thinking Nick Cage. Didn't he do A Bad Lieutenant, the remake or something?
He did the sequel that took place 15 years later or whatnot. Yeah, I never watched that. I've heard about The Bad Lieutenant. Like, you got to see it, So I finally watched it. It's on Tubi, I believe. And I'm like, this sucks. This movie's not interesting at all. Like,
this sucks.
Yeah, it just, I didn't dig it. But I have a copy of it because my buddy gave me a copy of it. Not of Bad Lieutenant, but of another Abel Ferrara film, The King of New York, starring Christopher Walken. And it's about a organized crime guy that gets out of jail and he starts rebuilding his empire, and it's boring as shit. It's like,
and you also don't like, so we have, see, and folks, I know I mentioned he has a whole shelf of things he doesn't like. I wasn't lying. This is on that shelf. He could have also done the same thing his friend did and give it to someone instead of just every day. I just picture rolling out of bed, looking to your left, like, you know, what am I going to watch today? Oh, God, it's that freaking row of films I hate.
There is not a row. There is a limited number of ones, okay? All right.
Right, just next to each other. What do we call that, John? A row.
No.
They're linear lines.
Since we're off topic for a minute, I'm gonna talk about a third... Just a little bit. This whole episode. So another movie that is related, gangster oriented, organized crime type of film.
Yeah.
Savages. Have you ever seen this heaping wad of shit?
Boy, you real sales pitch it. No, I've not seen Savages.
Benicio del Toro. Oh, okay. Blake Lively. Selma Hayek.
It's a good cast.
It's the only Mexican drug cartel film where no one dies. Yeah.
I call that a win, John. Like, no one dies.
Blake Lively, I can't remember who the actor is. I can't remember who the main guy is.
PG-13 gangster movie. For
Oh, it was. It was PG-13. I didn't know that. Oh, Aaron Taylor Johnson. That's who. Aaron Taylor Johnson's in it. And Taylor Kitsch was the guy that was the John Travolta's also in it.
Okay. Oh, John Travolta. Okay.
Yeah.
But what if you flew a plane for it?
That was very random.
He flies planes.
It's the only movie where like Blake Lively and that other dude, Taylor Kitsch, they rip off the Mexican drug cartel and they get kidnapped, and then they get back and Del Toro and Hayek are like, hey, don't do this ever again, and then set them free. I'm like, no! No.
Yeah, that's setting a bad precedent for any child that watches that. If you mess with some type of cartel or drug-related affiliated thing, there's a solid chance you're going missing. Yeah. and you're not coming.
You die. Fun. That's how this ends.
Yeah. You made a poor life choice that's going to speed up the end of your life, unfortunately.
By the way, I was wrong. Savages is rated R, but I don't know why. I was like...
It certainly wasn't the violence.
No, I could tell you, I actually know where I watched it because it's one of the only movies where, remember when there used to be a dollar theater over on Bethel Road?
Yeah.
I watched it at the dollar theater, and it was one of the few movies I'm like, I want my $1.25 back now.
John, you are so cheap. I'd be more worried about your time wasted than your dollar.
$1.25.
Oh, that quarter. Oh, man. Inflation.
All right. Let's get back on track and talk about our number ones.
If you want to. Yeah.
I do. Go ahead. Number one.
Mine is Godfather 1, Godfather 2, but mainly Godfather 2. It's my favorite, but I didn't want to leave Godfather 1 off. The story of kind of a son fulfilling the role that his father kind of left, like a power vacuum, and Michael Corleone kind of coming into power in the family and kind of making the family stronger and stronger. And the stuff he does with like Fredo, and everyone's seen that boat scene where he has to kill his own brother. Like it's heavy, but it's really, really good. And if you have not seen Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, I would encourage you to go see them. I don't want to spoil too much of it, but the whole cast is great. You can skip Godfather 3 if you want, but 1 and 2 I would definitely check out.
Okay. For me, my number one is A Bronx Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Chaz Palminteri playing the role of the mob, local mob boss. Robert De Niro and his relationship with his son is fantastic. And then you add in kind of the racial issues going on within the neighborhood of the African-American kids that live a couple blocks over and whatnot. I really love it. I love that movie. I've seen it many, many times. It's another one like Goodfellas. If it's on, I'm going to keep it on while I do whatever I'm doing or even sit down and watch it. But I really dig it. I know it was a Broadway play for a while. I never got to go see it, but I would be curious to see it. So if it would ever come around again, I would definitely plunk down my money to go to the theater to see it.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
You know what? Since we're talking about like movies and whatnot, Justin,
literally everything.
Literally. since we're talking about that today, the Kappa Summer Movie Series, the lineup was released. Now, have you ever went down to the Ohio Theater to catch some of the films there?
No, I'm down to do it though. I've never done it.
You've never done it? Okay.
Never done it.
It's awesome. It's down at the historic Ohio Theater. Unfortunately,
I love the Ohio Theater. I've been there once or twice just for random things, but never the movie.
Well, they do this every summer, although this year it's only 4 weeks long. Usually it's about 7 weeks. I don't know why they're shortening it up, but
inflation.
Probably. You know what? Let me run down the list and you can give me your comments on whether you would want to go see them or not. Okay. We kick things off with The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I've never heard or seen that movie. So is it good?
I have never seen it either. I just know it is LGBTQ.
Okay. I mean, I'll go oriented. See it. I will watch most movies. So if it's a good movie, I'll check it out for sure.
Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Yes, I would go see it for sure.
Rear Window.
I'm not sure if I've heard of Rear Window. I'd have to look it up.
It's a Hitchcock film.
Oh, then yeah, it'd be fun.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, I would go see that. Yeah.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I think I've seen that years ago, but I'd probably go see it again.
Goldfinger.
Dude, that's my favorite Bond. I'd go see my favorite Bond. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. This is the one I'm most curious to see. I want to see it because I've never seen it. Citizen Kane.
I think I watched that in school. I think we had to watch it in school. But yeah, I would go see it. Yeah.
Selena.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. That was in my childhood. I believe Selena was like on, it was one of those movies that was on repeat on like a TNT or something like that. Like it was always on and for whatever, on one of the summers that I was growing up. So I've seen that a couple times, but I can go see it again.
Gunfight at the OK Corral?
Yes, I would go see that.
The Thin Man?
I've never seen that. I'm not sure.
I actually have never heard of that one either. I'd have to look it up. I don't know what that... Okay, it's a mystery. All right, The Thin Man. The story revolves around William Powell and as Detective Nick Charles, who tries to crack the case of a missing scientist.
Yeah, go check it out. Sure.
The Lost Boys.
Yeah, I love The Lost Boys. Lost Boys is so good.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
I would also go see To Kill a Mockingbird. It's been a while since I've seen that movie or read the book. I think I read the book too.
9 to 5.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, that's the one with Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Dabney.
Yeah, it's okay.
Very misogynistic, you know, because he's the boss and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Metropolis, which I'm curious to see.
Yeah, go check it out.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
One that I'd also really love to go see is Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, it's been forever since I've seen that movie.
Same here. Yeah. Hitchcock's Psycho.
Yeah. Oh, man. In a theater atmosphere, that would be a great movie to see.
The Three Musketeers.
Yes, please. Well, which one? Which year?
The 1948.
Okay. Yeah, go check it out. I'm a big sucker for The Three Musketeers. I've read some of the books. I like them a lot.
And then lastly, Singing in the Rain.
That's a fun way to end it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you have it. It's a compressed schedule, but there's a lot of great films.
There's a lot of movies. Yeah.
There is. Like I said, Metropolis and Citizen Kane are my two that I'd really, really like to see, and Do the Right Thing if I could. Rear Window is a favorite of mine. I've seen it umpteen million times. And same with Goldfinger. I've seen it many, many times. Mm-hmm. But it's a solid lineup.
That is a movie I also have on VHS. It is a solid lineup. And I'm not joking. I do have it on VHS.
You do have it on VHS?
Well, yeah, my parents do, but they don't throw anything away. So I claim it.
Oh, I see. Blame it on mom and dad.
I did not exist. Well, I existed, but like I was too young to buy movies at the time that movie came out. Right? When did that come out? 70s? Never mind. That was
64.
Yeah, I didn't even exist in 64.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, let's start wrapping things up here. Justin, you want to plug anything for the Three Geeks podcast?
Go check out our YouTube channel. We've been doing a lot of shorts, a lot of different things. We're getting more views. We'd appreciate your view if you could check us out. That's about it. We have live shows every Saturday evening now at 7 p.m. And yeah, I think that's about it.
There you go. Find everything. The website is still kind of down.
Yeah. That thing, unless we spend a bit of money, we're not going to have a website currently. But well, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. That's a sweet name for the URL, though.
It is, if it would work.
All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Justin from the Three Geeks podcast joining me on this episode to talk about gangster movies or mob movies, organized crime movies, whatever you want to call it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that our silliness did not deter you from enjoying our list of the top five favorite mob movies. But if you maybe have an issue with this episode, maybe you think that we left off a particular movie that should have been on the list or whatnot, well, you can let me know. And you could do that a couple different ways. First, you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for @PVDcast. And if you wanted to be old school, you could shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Don't forget to let folks know that this podcast can be found a bunch of different places and a bunch of different ways. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and a great place to get every single episode. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets like Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Basically, go to your favorite outlet or app in the search engine, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should be able to find it. And don't forget, please, to rate and review. It helps me out in the algorithm so much. And of course, subscribing also means that you never miss a single episode of this great podcast. But wait, there's still two other avenues for you, and one that is super easy because you may already be checking out all my posts and all my tweets and whatnot on social media, especially Facebook, and there's a Facebook broadcast. Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I play the current episode as another easy way for you to hear what's going on the PVDcast. And finally, I am also on CROC Radio, Croc Radio out of British Columbia, And I'm glad to be part of that great internet radio station. So if you're a fan of internet radio, which I know many of you are, search for the PVD cast on Croc Radio as well. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you one more time for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent. And stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2020.